I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Talk about a high-profile case. In South Africa, they're calling the trial of Oscar Pistorius the trial of the century. Pistorius is the double amputee Olympian charged with the murder of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. Her shooting death last year in Pistorius' home made worldwide news. Now the trial has South Africans glued to their TV sets. Gia Nicolaides is a reporter for Eyewitness News in South Africa and has been covering the trial.
It has been an emotional week, especially for Oscar Pistorius. He had to sit in the dock and listen to the testimonies from several neighbors, a friend, a restaurant owner, and an ex-girlfriend who spoke about what type of person he was, but also a neighbor had actually arrived at his house on Valentine's Day last year and saw him next to Reva Steenkamp's body, praying out loud, saying that if she survived, he would dedicate his life to God. Now, this particular neighbor called Dr. Johan Stipp actually described how he assessed Reva Steenkamp, checked vitals, and then noticed a head wound. And he said after looking at that, he knew straight away that she was already dead. Some really gory details coming out of his testimony on all her wounds and how she was carried down the staircase from Oscar's home in Pretoria.
Wow. Now, it's been called the trial of the century. I think we've heard that phrase before. But it's not only like it's the O.J. Simpson case for South Africa, but it seems to be bringing out questions about South Africa's past. I mean, some of these white Afrikaners who are testifying almost seem to be out of step with post-independent South Africa.
Yes, I think so. And at the same time, it's also bringing up issues which South Africans have to face every day. For instance, crime. The fact that Oscar Pistorius actually woke up in the middle of the night and claims to believe that there was an intruder in his bathroom is something many South Africans feel on a day-to-day basis. The fact that he carried a firearm for safety all the time with him is something that many South Africans do because of the high rate of crime in this country.
This is a very high-profile case. There's been a channel dedicated to covering it. How's it being talked about among South Africans?
I think South Africans are loving it because they are following this case blow by blow as it's happening. It's the first time we've had a trial TV in the country where people actually get to see what happens in our courtrooms, something that many South Africans have never done before. So it is shining a spotlight on our justice system and the way the courts work, but it's also educating South Africans to a large extent. Many of them talking on TV and social networks, etc., are saying that they didn't know that witnesses actually had to go through all this questioning and they feel quite uncomfortable about it. But at the same time, the same way that many South Africans and people across the world are addicted to crime series where they put pieces of the puzzle together to try and find out the truth at the end of the day. It seems very much like that for South Africans with this particular case. Everybody has an opinion about it, but everyone is waiting for those details. Did Oscar Pistorius kill Reva Steenkamp by accident, or was it premeditated murder?
So what's the next step in the trial, Gia?
The next step in the trial is a security guard who works at the Silverwoods Estate where Oscar Pistorius lives. He started testifying today. Cross-examination will continue on Monday. What he said today was quite interesting. He said that he was doing his patrols, his rounds at the estate, and he had passed Pistorius' home less than an hour before the shooting, and he says that everything seemed normal. After 3 a.m. that morning, they got reports from several neighbors saying that they had heard gunshots. He phoned Oscar Pistorius because they had indicated that it was coming from his house. And he said that Oscar Pistorius told him that everything was fine, but he did notice that he was crying. So he rushed over to Pistorius's house, walked into the house, and there he actually witnessed Oscar Pistorius carrying Reva Steenkamp down that staircase.
Wow. Gia Nicolaides with Eyewitness News in South Africa. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.